Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Storms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 67, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ended up wrapping up the week last week, vetoing two more bills from the end of the legislative session 2024. One of them, including Senate Bill 172, that would have banned foreign entities from purchasing land in the state of Kansas around military bases. KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly released a statement during the veto session saying, quote, while I agree that it's important for our state to implement stronger protections against foreign adversaries, this legislation contains multiple provisions that are likely unconstitutional and cause unintended consequences. After the veto from the governor, Blake Carpenter, the speaker pro tem, also released his statement saying that he was deeply disappointed that the governor had vetoed this critical legislation, saying, quote, Kansas, like the rest of our nation, faces serious threats from foreign adversaries, and this decision leaves our state vulnerable. I remain committed to protecting our military installations and ensuring that the Chinese Communist Party and other foreign adversaries do not compromise Kansas's safety.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday, Major League Soccer starts the day as Nashville takes on Atlanta United at 12:30. Then catch UFL football as the Memphis Showboats take on the Michigan Panthers at 3.
Caught for the touchdown.
And in primetime, it's Major League Baseball as the Angels take on the Rangers.
Play ball.
Sunday brings more UFL action with Arlington and San Antonio at 3.
We got it.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
The mayor for the city of Manhattan, Winfried Butler, has been arrested earlier this week after crashing his vehicle into a local liquor store. KSNT News reports the event happened around 8:30 on Wednesday evening when Riley County police officers were called to Kimball Avenue, where they found the man had driven a gray Infiniti into the Candlewood liquor store, who ended up being the mayor of the city of Manhattan. Butler was arrested for driving under the influence, and the total estimated loss of product in the liquor store valued over $1,000. According to the city communications director, Andrew Lawson, he said that the mayor has resigned effective as of Thursday. The city has also been without a city manager for the past 3 weeks as well for unrelated reasons. In other news, a local company in the Topeka area is calling a new project, Project Queen Bee, where they say they are bringing more than 180 jobs to the city. KSNT News reports the announcement came from the Joint Economic Development Organization, where the capital investment is set to be roughly $47 million, and the company is expected to bring in a 1,000% return on the investment.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. For the past 6 months, the Adams County Board of Commissioners has been looking to upgrade communication equipment throughout the county. Recently, the commissioners approved a motion to do so with a one-year deadline, investing approximately $1 million into those upgrades. In 2021, Adams County Sheriffs could not effectively communicate with Nebraska State Patrol during an active shooter situation in Juanita. The current system the sheriffs are using has been in place since 1982. Commissioners have selected First Wireless-based in Lincoln to supply all emergency response agencies in Adams County with new radio equipment. Here's what Adams County Commissioner Tim Reams had to say to KSNB Local 4.
We're putting adding four towers configuration in the county, so there's a big umbrella. So anywhere in the county is going to be covered, and there's overlap, so it's really a good system. And it's something that's going to last this county and take us way into the next 25, 30 years.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Men Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. Mr. B's Daylight Donuts in Goddard, Dan Dale's, Jack Insurance in El Dorado, Yoder Meats, Jewelry Savers, and Derby Mattress in Derby. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Keith Graham, Oliver Vermillion, has filed for re-election as 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner, having served since 2019, filling the unexpired term of Lynn Feldhausen. Graham Hall was elected to a 4-year term in 2020. Jerry Zayas with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. They're partnering with Four Rivers Housing through the North Central Regional Planning Commission for future homeowner opportunities. There are several child care grants available. Mainly, they focus on low to moderate income. Several businesses have taken advantage of 0% $10,000 loan programs, and the Partnership for Growth asked the board to consider increasing appropriations for 2025 by an additional $20,000 to allow more businesses to participate. Partnership for Growth has pledged $10,000 toward a planning grant match for the Blue River Rail Trail for connections in Marysville. Washington County Public Works reporting to commissioners last week, the landfill may be able to serve perhaps another 50 years. Recent discussion regarding land acquisition for expansion led to exploring options, which include building current cells up and going vertical. An option to put a construction demolition pit on top of the old landfill will extend the life considerably. Public Works also advised number of loads dropped during the recent free landfill days was down considerably from previous years. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting discussed the rural housing study, rural development, and how to fund these, as well as the health care sales tax question, the county equipment rotation schedule, a road resolution being considered, as well as requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Later in the meeting, they tabled an agreement with Wichita State University for a housing analysis pending guidance on smaller community development. They spoke with the emergency management director about developing a plan for communication radios that would allow law enforcement, fire departments, and first responders to better communicate back and forth. Commissioners approved a health reimbursement account with funding for those county employees who do not qualify for a health savings account. After a lengthy discussion and a brief closed session, Gage County Board of Supervisors denied on a 2-5 vote a motion to approve a new utility line permit for broadband expansion in Midland Township by Pinpoint Communications, noting overlap and overbuild of broadband in areas already served. Wise use of public funds and the need for broadband in other areas was mentioned in discussion. Approval was given for a $4,000 contribution toward the Blue Springs Ballpark for signage from the Visitors Fund. A recall petition against Gage County Attorney Roger Harris appears short of a required 2,273 valid signatures, with perhaps less than 1,500 submitted by last Thursday's deadline. Kerry Jones was alleging neglect in investigation of animal cruelty related to several dozen horses in need of care that a Beatrice veterinarian was keeping. They were seized and 17 died before the remainder were sold at auction. In a court settlement, the veterinarian was barred from having horses in possession in Gage County and was cited for animal neglect. Glenn H. Floyd, age 93 of Beatty, passed away May the 9th. Graveside service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. in charge of arrangements for Glenn Floyd. Glenn J. Fox, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away May the 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Glenn Fox. Gary L. Soule, age 83, of Wymore, passed away May the 9th. Arrangements pending with the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gary Soule. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, a biscuit, mashed sweet potato, mixed veggie, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, a chicken patty, tater tots, broccoli and cheese, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises and promotions, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers may continue overnight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then some showers are possible into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. A bit cooler on Wednesday, some showers and thunderstorms are likely with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then showers and thunderstorms still continue into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still a chance for some scattered showers on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s, then some rain may continue into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Warming up into Friday, a slight chance for some rain showers, sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and some rain may continue into Friday night, then otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some rain Saturday, sunny with the highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75, record high on this date, 95, the average low 53, and the record low 32. Sunset this evening at 8:32, sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Rain on the plains this Monday morning. Just a very nice light shower overnight. Good soaker. We've already had half an inch or more in our rain gauge, and it will likely continue here through the morning hours. 59 degrees and a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Join us for a celebration. Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center of Blue Rapids invites the community to share in National Skilled Nursing Care Week. Tuesday, May 14th, they'll be open and invite the public to come and go from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. as you can visit with the residents and staff, tour the facility, and they'll be there to answer any questions you may have. Fire and Ice Food Truck of Blue Rapids will be there with tables available, prizes, and drawings. Plus, join KNDY broadcasting live with this year's theme, a tribute to the Golden Age of Radio. Stop by and say hi, as KNDY Radio will also be holding a drawing that morning for two tickets to Symphony in the Flint Hills, June 8th. During this National Skilled Nursing Care Week, show your community support. Drop by and see us Tuesday, May 14th, 10 to 1 at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Blue Rapids.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Series tied. The defending NBA champion Nuggets took their second straight win on the road over the Timberwolves, tying the series at two apiece, winning 115-107. League MVP Nikola Ain't No Jokic had 35 points, offsetting Anthony Edwards' 44. Head coach Michael Malone.
Well, what I found is Rudy T is right, man. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Yeah, I mean, like, they were quick to write us off, but these guys, we won a championship a year ago. We went into Miami, won two games in a row. Like, this team has been tested time and time again, and we found a way to solve whatever's been thrown at us.
In Indianapolis, the Pacers also even their series with the Knicks at two, blowing New York out of the water, 121-89. Pacers point guard Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, it just feels good to get a win. But we got to understand at the end of the day, all we did was do our job and win, you know, two games at home. So we understand the magnitude of Game 5, and we'll be prepared for that.
Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canucks took a 2-1 series lead over the Oilers last night, winning 4-3 in Edmonton. Elias Lindholm and Brock Besser each netting two goals. In Boston, the Panthers were down 2-0 in Game 4 to the Bruins. Florida would score two unanswered to tie it. Then, 7 minutes into the final period, Alexander Barkov made it three.
The puck brought on by Barkov into the slot, makes a move, shot, he scores! Barkov, what a move!
The call on WQAM. The Panthers held on the rest of the way to win it 3-2 and take a 3-1 series lead. They'll look to close things out in Game 5 at home on Tuesday. Sunday night baseball, bottom of the ninth in New York. Mets with a man on, down 3-2 to the Braves.
3-2 on the way. Swing and a ball trailed out towards center field. That one back. That one on its way. Gone! Nimmo has walked it off.
On ESPN, 4-3 Mets the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-
Class 1-2-3A State Tennis Tournament was at Prairie Village Friday and Saturday. Marysville doubles team Titus Wasson and Blake Spicer placed fourth in the state tennis tournament. Regional golf Monday at Valley Heights and at Nemo Hall Central for Marysville is postponed until Tuesday. Regional baseball action continues on Tuesday. Marysville plays host to Nemo Hall Central at 4 at Feldhausen Field. Marysville knocked off third seed Beloit to advance. Nemo Hall Central's for number 2 seed. Marysville High softball team opens play at Nemo Hall Central versus ACCHS on Tuesday. Marysville's the number 2 seed. We'll follow continuing play in the 1-2A regional at Mission Valley. Frankfort Centralia takes on Blue Valley about 4:30 Tuesday. We'll have it live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Girls softball action underway as Valley Heights, the number 4 seed, will face Republic County at noon in Alma. And Centralia Frankfort, the number 6 seed, will face Jackson Heights in the later game at Alma.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska. 402-223-4490.
Ride into summer savings with Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. A full selection ready to cruise in style. Be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride setting in the driveway. Open 7 days a week with new arrivals daily. Visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by today and hit the road in style.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were generally higher as the Dow Jones comes off its best week of the year. The 30 industrials on Friday gained 125 points to close at 39,513, while the S&P added 0.16% on the day. The Nasdaq closed down a fraction. This week's reading on inflation could be the most consequential of the year. The Consumer Price Index comes out Wednesday. Energy and housing costs have helped to keep the CPI above the Federal Reserve's 2% target all year long. A new rule limiting credit card late fees to $8 was to take effect next week, but it's been put on hold by a federal judge. Business and banking groups have challenged the Biden administration's attack on so-called junk fees. Home prices may be out of reach for the average consumer, but commercial real estate is a different matter. 3 years after it was sold for $137 million, the tallest building in Fort Worth, Texas, has been purchased at a foreclosure auction for less than a tenth of that amount. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, back on Friday, we had a big report that was released. And how were USDA's forecasts for the 2024-25 marketing year crop production incorporated into this month's series of production, supply, and demand reports? USDA's Rod Bain has the report.
The first official crop forecasts for the 2024-25 marketing year were incorporated Friday into USDA's May crop production report and world supply and demand estimates. Starting with winter wheat, a slight yield increase leads to a 2% rise in production from the previous year. USDA's May report shows harvested area projected for winter wheat also up 2% year over year. While double-digit production increases are expected in hard red and white varieties, a similar size decrease in year-over-year production is forecasted for soft red winter wheat. Production of other crops, as reflected in the May world supply and demand estimates, include increases in domestic soybeans and cotton and less production of corn from the previous marketing year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Now, in other news, the State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Kansas Department of Agriculture office at 1320 Research Park Drive in Manhattan. The KDA Division of Conservation consults with the SEC to protect and enhance Kansas natural resources through development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. Persons who require special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news right here and only through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Producers in agriculture may struggle with managing their mental health. K-State Community Health Extension Specialist Elaine Johannes explains anxiety and its prevalence in modern times. She describes how other mental health issues can be linked to anxiety.
Anxiety is almost like a dissatisfaction, feeling and believing that there is something not right. If our anxiety levels are increasing, then we look at depression levels too. They kind of go next step. Anxiety could lead us to being depressed. Now, I'm not using that in a biochemical, physiological term, but the feeling of depression, those chronic blues, 6 weeks or more, that kind of is connected to this anxiety we're feeling as a society.
Johannes relays a training called QPR that's intended to inform people on the warning signs of suicide.
The cues are something that we need to be attentive to. QPR, which is a program that Extension offers, question, persuade, and respond. You question your friend in a very caring way and be ready for the response. Be authentically engaged and then persuade your friend if they do say, I'm not able to sleep at night, or my diet has changed, or my activities of daily living. Those changes over time really are something a friend, a colleague, a family member can cue into and then refer them, Q, P, and R.
She discusses what combination of feelings and circumstances can lead people to consider suicide as an option.
The first factor is the feeling of burdensome. I am a burden. I am not as productive. So when we say our producers are producing, but what if they don't feel that they are as productive? They just feel I'm a burden. Factor two is I am alone. I am physically alone and I am socially alone. I can't admit that the operation isn't producing like it was. I can't admit that I'm suffering from a chronic disease. I can't admit that I'm drug addicted with pain meds because, darn it, I am having back pain. The third thing, which is something we can all act on, is the person is capable. They have the capacity to die by suicide. And that capacity can be they have a plan, they have the physical ability, and they have the means.
That was Elaine Johannes, Kansas State University Community Health Extension Specialist on Mental Health and Agriculture. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The sniffing skills of man's best friend may be the key to preventing crop disease epidemics. The story today next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 13th, the 134th day of the year. Musician Stevie Wonder has a birthday. Dogs and their super-sensitive smellers are ideal for tracking all kinds of harmful stuff, from drugs to explosives. Now there's evidence from those cold-nosed detectives that can sniff out crop disease almost before it's begun. Initial research from citrus orchards show the four-legged sluice can identify bacteria-infested plants with 95% accuracy, sometimes months before it shows up, on leaves and roots. What's more, the canines are faster, cheaper, and more accurate than hundreds of hours of lab analysis. The breakthrough in early detection may be critical in nipping epidemics in the bud. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:32 from KNDY 59 with light showers, and they've continued overnight, over half an inch in our gauge already, and likely these showers will continue this morning as a band just kind of hangs around northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals continue on with their road trip, finishing up their four-game series against the LA Angels as they head up north to Seattle to take on the Mariners for the next 3 days, with first pitch tonight starting at 8:40. It was a strong showing for the Royals as they took on the Angels for the past 4 days, as they continue to battle for that second slot for the American League Central with the Minnesota Twins, as the Royals currently sit 24-16 for their overall record. They are 15-8 at home and 9-8 on the road. By Wednesday, this series will wrap up as they head back to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City to take on the Athletics, followed by another series with the Detroit Tigers at home. In other news, for the first time since 2003, a women's golf player from Kansas State University will be playing at the top college competition, advancing to the NCAA championship later this week following a 7-under par 209 three-round performance. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Regional golf at Washington County and for Marysville at Nemaha Central, Monday postponed until Tuesday. State tennis tournament at Prairie Village Friday and Saturday. Blake Spicer, Titus Wassum doubles team finishes fourth in Class 1-2-3A. Regional baseball continues Tuesday. Softball underway. We'll be airing the Frankfort Centralia game versus Blue Valley. That'll be about 4:30, following Mission Valley and Waubonsie at 2 o'clock. The game's in the baseball division at Mission Valley. Marysville will host Nemaha Central. Marysville knocked off third seed Beloit, faces second seed Nemaha Central about 4 o'clock on Tuesday at Feldhausen Field. Ellsworth and Southeast of Saline in the early game at 2. In softball play, Marysville opens at Nemaha Central with ACCHS. That game at 3 o'clock Tuesday. Valley Heights will face Republic County at noon in Alma Tuesday. And Centralia Frankfort will play in the later game versus Jackson Heights.
KNDY.